Mads, do you know what I love about being a Swan supporter?
What's that, Deeble?
It's belonging to the culture, the Bloods culture. It's funny, you know, Mads. Culture might just be the most discussed but least understood topic on the planet.
Oh, I agree.
But you know who understands culture?
That'd be Pragmatic Thinking, Deeble. Darren, Ali, Rowan and the team at Pragmatic Thinking have been delivering leadership training, consultancy and advice to some of the biggest organisations you can name for nearly two decades now. And you know what, Deeble?
What?
They love the Swannies.
Oh, how good's that?
So for any of the faithful who are out there and in corporate land thinking that your workplace culture needs a little nudge, then Pragmatic Thinking are worth a call.
For sure, Mads. And maybe you need a workshop for your team or an off-site for your leadership group. The PT team will help you lower the eyes and hit targets like Errol Goulden inside Forward 50. Hit up the team on www.pragmaticthinking.com. Speak to Darren and the team and get your session locked in.
This is Tom Harley, and you're listening to True Blood, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast.
Jeez, this is the most one-eyed podcast.
Yeah, it's what we're here to do.
Let's go. Let's actually go.
For mine, boys.
For yours, then.
I'm about to blow a gasket in here.
You've kicked three goals for the day, Deeble.
What is going on?
Damaging team.
Damaging disposal.
He's been very, very average.
Our best is the best in the competition. This is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast, back in the Image Online studio to review the first loss of the season against the Tigers, the upcoming Gather Round game against the West Coast, and everything else Sydney Swans. And it has been a busy week in Swans land. Maybe not the best week we've ever had in our being as such, but I'm joined as always by Madison Clark. How are you, mate? It's the first loss of the year. How are you feeling about it?
It's frightening.
It is.
It's frightening. It's, how can I put it? You got to be realistic about these things, Deeble.
You do.
Right? Now, it's been a busy week. It's been a busy week for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Right? It's just left, right, and center, just little things. It's funny how little things, the sum of all parts, it adds up to something bigger.
For sure.
And that bigger thing is a loss to the fucking Tigers on the MCG.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Deeble. We'll get into the other periphery crap in a bit. Let's just talk about the game in isolation. They kicked, I reckon, their second goal, and I turned to young Nate and I said, I reckon we're in for a long afternoon here, Nate. We just looked off the pace from the start, Deeble.
Yeah.
It just didn't, you know, when things, momentum's a funny thing, especially in football, because it's something that you can clearly see right in front of you. You can see momentum and how it works, and how it can change, and how it can stay going one way for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And it just didn't look like we were on in any way, shape, or form. We looked slow. We were sloppy by foot and by hand. It was a really tough quarter to watch, that first one.
Yeah, starting slow is never ideal. They've kicked the first couple, and we're chasing tail a lot of the day. Did manage to sort of, you know, play some good footy in that second quarter. We played some good footy, but yeah, as a whole, it was a pretty disappointing day. A lot went wrong, and we still only lost by a goal. I do take a lot of confidence out of that.
You have to take solace in that fact, right? Yeah. We played, Deeble. I want to be very, very clear about this, and I'm not an advocate of happy clapping. We're not a happy clapping football club. I want to make that very clear, right? It's not a, oh, everything's okay, sunshine, rainbows. We're 3-1, and 3-1's phenomenal, Deeps.
It's a good start.
But the fact of the matter is, that was really bang average. For three and a half quarters, we played as bad as we did in the 2022 grand final.
Yeah.
It was shocking. It was really hard to watch. It's not about the wins and losses in that circumstance. It's how did you lose?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the intangibles of the game, which we've been awesome at these first 3 weeks. We haven't had to question the tackling pressure, the inferred pressure.
Yep.
The execution of our skills has not needed to be questioned once this year. But we really struggled to execute our skills. It was amazing watching the replay, how off we were.
Did you watch the siren to siren?
Yeah, I did.
That's fucked.
Yeah, I just miss so much of the game.
Oh yeah,
especially when you're having a couple of drinks and that you're not watching. You are watching, but you're not watching intently like you do on the TV.
For sure.
And I just the amount we overkicked the ball, missed the kicks by, you know, half a meter, and look at that. Richmond showed up too. Kudos has to go out to Richmond. The way that they lifted without the personnel that they've got out is an amazing effort, and you know, big kudos goes out to the Tigers to be able to lift to the level that they did.
Credit where credit's due, right? And you know, all credit to Nick Vlosten as well.
Phenomenal,
Who probably almost got the three votes, I would say. Really phenomenal work. And, I mean, this is a guy who I think has only made All-Australian in the COVID years.
He was in the 40.
He was in the squad.
Yep.
And he's never won a BNF. And
two fourth-place finishes.
Yeah, he's won three flags, and he's an unsung hero, and he did really well. Richmond were phenomenal, and this is the thing. When you base your game plan around execution of your elite skills by foot and by hand and running through the middle and carving teams up, if you're just a little bit off, Deeble, it makes it look really, really average.
Yeah.
Really average, and you look really slow because you're either trying to gather a ground ball or a ball's gone over your head, and that many times that happened, and it makes you look rank amateur.
Yeah. And it's something to take into consideration moving forward is, can you solely, you know, rely on this precision game that
clearly
we go with?
Not.
It's a funny one, and I think we have to dispel a theory that we've got on this podcast, Mads, because I reckon not for the first time in the last 20 games, I would say, and yet I think you can go back to as early as the finals loss to the Blues.
Yep.
We talk about evening clearance game and contested footy, and we say on here, if we even up those stats, we tend to win games. There's two games in the last five where we've nearly won those counts, yet we've still lost the game.
Well, I'll respectfully disagree with you, because I am of the belief, and I think the proof of the pudding is in the eating there, right? Now, we were getting smashed up until halftime around the ball, and it hit outs and clearances, right?
Yeah.
We evened those up. And we got back into the game. Now, if a couple of things go different, we win the game.
Yeah.
And that is because we evened up in the middle and contested ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, we didn't win, but we got a hell of a lot closer to winning than we would have if we didn't even up those two statistical categories.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. It's just, it's if that one aspect, I don't know, there's two examples, I think, of when we have been okay in the contested game. We won the centre clearances, which for the first time this year, so that wasn't a huge issue, being smacked at centre clearances, which has been a problem.
Yeah.
And they were just I don't even know how to say it, but I don't know if we can keep drawing that correlation.
Well, I mean, I think if we get done by four goals, you can't draw that correlation.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, we're a kick away from winning that game on the weekend.
Oh, for sure. Right? For sure.
So, and if we don't even up those statistical categories, we don't go anywhere near it.
Yeah. But this, you're right.
You know, so it's just a couple of things don't go your way. Amati kicks that ball out on the full.
Yeah.
Kill me. Papley gets done. What, tripping?
High contact.
High contact.
There. Spare. On Vlosten when he was on the ground.
That was ridiculous.
In between his legs, man.
That was absurd.
And then Corey Warner was out. He had the handball out on the left foot, swinging it around.
So, I mean, they're just little things. And I'm certainly not going to sit here and blame the umpires, right?
Nah, definitely not.
Because we were off the pace all day.
Yeah.
You've got to accept it, faithful. You've got to say, hold on. Not only were Richmond that much better than us, we were nowhere. for 3.5 quarters. Nowhere.
Yeah.
And we had our opportunities, and that's what you have to take solace in, Deeble.
Yeah.
Because fundamentally, a couple of things go our way. We win. We walk away with the four points, and the conversation, you would hope the conversation would be similar.
Yeah.
You would hope it would be similar because you'd hope we're astute enough to go, well, hang on. Yes, we got out of jail there, but we played pretty average football.
Yeah.
What alarmed you?
The lack of tackle pressure.
Can I give you a quick stat?
Yeah, of course.
We lost tackles 59 to 44. Yeah. That's not even the alarming part.
Yes.
Tackles inside 50,
yeah.
14 to 4.
Yeah, I did say that.
Spare me.
Yeah.
You know, geez, you could do with Sam Wicks.
Yeah, it's a damning stat. The other sort of pressure player up there who relies on pressure, Tommy Papley, kicked the one goal three, nice left footer around the corner.
When we needed it.
But not for the first time this year, he's tried to dish off going inside 50 when the clear correct option was to go goals.
Yep.
If you're within 45 metres, perhaps, go goals. I don't care if you miss them.
You have that license.
He's trying to dink these little ones over the top, and he's not executing that kick. So try execute the goal. I'd rather he miss the goal than trying to dink this one. Is to Jake Lloyd last week, it was to Corey Warner this week going inside 50.
Was that when they were running into an open goal?
Open goal, man. It's twice. He's kicked the one goal three, and That's
your ball game, that's really.
You're not putting it on Paps, right?
No, but they're opportunities that if you get right.
The decision-making from your leaders in the team, and Papley's a leader in this team now.
For sure.
They're the decisions that they've got to be right. It's okay if you stuff up and make a mistake, right? But he's done the same thing 2 weeks in a row. It's kick the goal. Take the responsibility. I don't mind a player like Paps being a little bit selfish.
It doesn't
worry me.
Have to.
You're in the team to kick goals, right?
Do you think he's got a license?
100%. But I think someone said something to him
look out for the option. You're a hog. Yeah.
I don't know. It's funny because he normally, like, you think back to like Melbourne finals game, like getting out the back, going goals, responsibility.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's taken it upon himself to say, I'm the man.
Yeah, dude. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Hey, question.
Yes. Love questions.
You concerned about our back six? This is such a good reality check.
Yeah, it is.
It's because it makes you go, okay, let's have a look at the field. Where do you think we're going wrong?
Yeah, I think I even sent a cheeky message to you, you know, halfway through the third or something. It's like, do we need a Ben McKay or something like that? It happens from time to time with Tommy McCartan. It's
squeaky
just like
clean.
He's just not quite big enough and strong enough to take care of a Tom Lynch. But, like, is anyone really?
No.
Like, he was great, Tom Lynch, for not playing much footy and being able to juke those ones that he did out on the lead.
Kicking him from outside 50 as well.
Just looked dangerous. Yeah. And, yeah, Tommy unfortunately came off squeaky clean on Sunday afternoon. But, yeah, look, it is a real concern now with ramps going down out for a month
Bloody
of footy. I knew that watching the replay, doing my research, as I always do, Mads, seeing how tender ramp he looked at halftime in the rooms.
And then when
he was walking off the ground, I was like, nah, this is not looking good. And I did say it in a couple of chats. And yeah, unfortunately, it has come to fruition that he is going to miss 3 to 4 weeks of footy. And
I thought it was going to be six. So that's actually okay. Because considering we've got the bye, you know, damage is limited.
And we saw the lack of on-field leadership once Rams went off at halftime.
This is what I wanted to address next.
It's not the first time we brought it up.
It's not the first time we've brought it up, right? There's periods where, was it the Melbourne game?
Nah.
It was just a little bit, or maybe the Collingwood game.
Yeah, possibly.
Just, you know, just getting in each other's ways. You need somebody.
Structurally,
because you don't have Bud there anymore, right? You don't have Bud. You don't have Parker. You don't have Mills. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
not that we can't do it. We've shown that we can do it. We're 3-1, for God's sake. But it's just in those periods where the momentum's against you, the chips are down, They're getting on a run. You're giving up goals left, right, and centre. You just need an older, mature head who is a role model on the field to give you a bit of direction.
It's a real good point. Like, how many games in the last 4 years have we not had a Buddy Franklin, a Rampy, a Mills, or a Parker?
That's right.
Right? And we haven't had them for a half, and it's really showed quite telling on field.
Yeah. And this is, I guess, the concerning side of it, because when it's going well, it's going well, and you don't look at these sort of things. And it's very easy for everyone to be a leader when you're about to beat the reigning premiers or you're about to beat Melbourne. It's a lot more of a complex situation for someone to step up in when you're getting beaten in front of raucous Richmond supporters at the MCG on Easter Sunday. And that's where, these things come to the fore, and it's a good reality check. But you've got to go, well, okay, who's going to take this by the scruff of the neck? Because Isaac Heaney can't do everything.
Yeah. And he's doing everything
he
possibly
can. And he's doing everything
can.
Else. He's doing everything else.
32 of the best for Haynes. Hit the scoreboard again. Two snags. Sorry, he's only had the 27. I was looking at Jake Lloyd's stats.
Lloyd.
But Isaac Heaney, he's had the 27. Kicked two straight. Hitting the scoreboard. Six inside 50s. Five clearances. Leading the coaches' votes.
Yes.
Haynes can't do any more.
No, he can't.
It's good to see him show up in a game where we're struggling.
Yes.
Too.
Yep.
So that was a really good aspect of the game to come out. Jake Lloyd back to his best, went at 95%, 32 touches. Was that calm head behind the footy when it needed to be?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there are just a few too many passengers. I think Errol turned it over a little bit too much.
Well, he went at 60%, and we were having this chat in the wake of the game on Sunday night. The kicking efficiency stat is a flawed one because it says, he went at 60%. Realistically, if you want to look at basic hitting targets, he went at a lot lower than that, I'd say.
Yeah.
And a lot of them did as well.
Yeah.
So, kicking efficiency means the definition is that you are kicking it to the advantage of your team. So it can always, just mean meters gained sometimes.
Yeah.
But as I said before at the start of this segment, if your game's based around foot skills, and you're missing those foot skills, it looks bang average. We looked so slow, man.
Yeah.
We looked so slow sometimes. Matty Roberts, Caleb Mitchell, they might not be slow generally, but they look slow on Sunday.
Yeah, there were just a couple of, running bits of play,
Braden. They're not the only man on the ground, Braden.
See, I actually quite liked his game.
I thought his game was
okay. There was that one hole in the ball, right, where it gets noticed, and that's what everyone sticks
just
in their head.
Just those moments.
Yeah, that moment. Yeah, 100% right. You remember those moments, but watching sort of 5 to 10 of Braden Campbell's disposals on the weekend, he was clean. His decision-making was on point, and his disposal was good.
Yeah.
Now I can. He's nearly there. He's so nearly there, man. But on reflection on his game, he's one of the positives I took.
I'm not saying he had a poor game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in terms of moving the football, and I agree. I think he did hit a lot of great targets. It's just those little moments when the game's in the balance and you receive the ball, and it's like you feel. It looks like you think you are in a paddock by yourself.
Yeah. Awareness.
Awareness, man. And that just comes with experience.
Yeah,
and
it's about being able to execute under pressure,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
It's not the first time Braden's made a mistake like that. And I'm sure it won't be the last. But, you had that one in the final against the Blues as well, where he fumbled that ball in front of him when he just had to keep it in front of him somehow, find a way.
Yep.
The more times you put in the situations, the better you'll get. And hopefully it's a big learning one for old BC.
How many times do you think we got caught holding the ball?
It was 9.
It was 9.
9 times.
Is that stat available?
Nah, just being mentioned in the media today.
I searched
today.
It high and low.
Yeah.
My God.
Eight to, I think it was 8 or 9 holding the balls.
They were hunting us.
Yeah.
Hunting us.
Yeah.
And granted, I will say, again, this loss is purely us. It's not the umpires. But it felt like they had a lot more leeway than we did. There were a lot of missed calls on our side.
Yeah.
But, it is what it is. If you get to the football, if you hunt the football, you're going to get free kicks.
Yeah.
We were chasing tail all day, unfortunately. I'll tell you a really bad stat, Deeble.
Go on.
Only managed 31 points from turnover.
Yeah. It's...
Which is 40 points fewer than our average this year.
Yeah, it's a big stat. That shows that the pressure was just simply down.
Yeah.
So down.
Can I ask you a question, actually?
You could, not for the first time. Absolutely,
I'm just firing them at you
absolutely
today.
Absolutely, you can.
Because I got home and I said, I don't want this to drag on. I'm going to just essentially vomit all these questions I have on a page.
Yes, sure. Right?
Do you think at present, now I know it's probably a situation where, you know, when things aren't going your way, they're not going your way. And our Ford 50 entry has been great this year, by and large. Do you think that we're exposed a little bit in terms of A, our entries inside 50, and B, the functionality of our forward line with those three guys in there? I thought we got exposed. I want to hear what you want to say about it, but then I want to say why I think we're exposed.
Yeah, and I think I raised it last week. It's like we've been able to win all these games, but the three forwards haven't fired.
Yep.
Logan took the most of the opportunities he had, and I actually had a chat to Zeno about Logan today. He did not touch the ball in the third quarter, right? You got to find a way to inject yourself into the game, and Logan's been used as the man to go back when the shit's hitting the fan as well, but he wasn't able to impact. Didn't touch it in that third quarter. He's nearly a concern for me. Yes, he hit the scoreboard on the weekend, got into the positions to be damaging, but
damaging.
You just can't fall out of games and not touch the ball in the quarter.
You can if we're winning.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
You can if we're winning.
Yeah.
If we are losing on the G to those pack of animals.
Yeah, animals. Great description.
You can't go missing. You got to step up.
Yeah. But look, talking about the forward group generally, Logan, McLean, Armati, what if they had 24 touches between them?
It's not enough.
It's not enough. The output simply isn't enough on a perfect day for footy.
Yeah. Couldn't have gotten better.
Like, I think Joel didn't clunk. He flew at some contests and hands to the pill and just didn't stick.
In the forward line's defense, I thought we reverted to 2023 Swans, just bombing it in.
This is because the pressure was so good,
but this is the thing. You've got to sort of take back control of the game.
Yeah.
Right? You can't have the way you play the game dictated to you by Richmond.
Yep.
You got to say, hold on, well, they're doing this. Let's keep possession. Let's keep more possession, right? We only had 5 contested marks of the day and only 7 marks inside 50 for the whole day.
Yeah, it's a good point. You look to the second quarter when we played some good footy,
absolutely,
right? We're patient with it around the 50. You had Lizard kicking that goal from 60 metres out.
Yeah.
Right, that's the patience you need, and that's what we did at stages in 2022. We would play around with it outside the 50, right, and be patient and find that short 45 or have pings, get it in your kicker's hands and have pings from outside 50.
But that's the thing. That's something we have in our quiver. It's like, oh, we're under pressure, so let's just keep bombing it into Logan, who can't mark it, Amati, who can't mark it. 7 marks inside 50.
Yeah.
That is insanity with those three guys.
Yeah.
That's baffling to me.
Yeah, and this is where you can get confused by stats. Like Logan and Armadi kick 5 between them, right? And you're normally happy with that sort of output, right? But you're right. Reading between the lines, it's not quite the output that you need.
No, it's not.
Tell you someone who had a crack in the first quarter.
Who's that?
Jimmy Rowbottom, 7 tackles in the first quarter, 13 for the game, continues to impress.
Well, Deebs, this is the way you have to look at it, and you can be critical about this, right? If we win, you look, oh, hey, 13 tackles, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Had 44 tackles for the day, Deeble.
Yeah, and he's having 13
He's had 13 of them.
And that's an intent thing, right?
Yes.
That's DNA. Rowie doesn't know any other way, and it has to be more blokes having that in their DNA.
Yeah, absolutely.
How
many did Chad have?
5.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Haynes would have had a bit more as well.
4.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's okay. But, you know, it's Matty Roberts playing half back, hasn't had a tackle. He's had 27 touches, used it okay.
Where's the half ball you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bit of that. But look, that's not his role either. It's
no,
like,
I know.
You know, Jake Lloyd, you know, he's never having a tackle, is he?
But tell me.
It's your James Jordans, it's your Tommy Papley's, it's your Braden Campbell's. You know, those guys have got a tackle.
Yeah. Well, this, you know, that many tackles inside 50.
Yeah.
It's not good.
You know what was also a killer?
What's that, David?
Oh, boy, was it a killer. I know it would have been a killer for you.
Mm.
Wilbur.
Yeah.
Going around the corner from 45.
Yeah.
I said, dude, I know your game. Yeah. Right, I've been watching you for 8 or 9 years. 40 meters? 40 meters, right?
That's your max.
Max.
That's your max.
He was 45, man, and he's going around the corner, and he tried to kick it too hard, and he hits the middle of the ball.
I said, Nate, why is he... Now, Nate's bloody 7 years old. I said, Nate, I turned down to him. I said, why is he standing like he's about to snap this from almost outside 50?
Yeah. They're the things you just got to get right. It's like,
dude,
you're going to miss set shots. I get
it. That's fine.
Right? But you never, unless like you're on like got so much momentum built into your kick in open play, being able to wind around like,
you know who
10
can,
meters.
You know who can do that? Who? Shai Bolton.
Yeah.
As shown on Sunday.
Yeah.
Wilbur, don't be.
Just learn your game from 40 meters, Will. That's it. But, you know, it's nitpicking.
And this, I don't want this to sound negative. I just think this is a really great opportunity to really unpack where we went wrong. Because, as I said, it's not about losing. It's how you lose. It could have been an absolute shootout. We both play great footy. You lose. You go, hey, fair play.
Yep.
They won. But it's the way it gave me PTSD.
Yeah.
Gave me PTSD to grand final. Bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you can just be so on in the second quarter. I spoke to you. Mm. I spoke to you. You said we run over the top of them now.
I know. Yeah, it's frustrating. It's just frustrating getting the inconsistencies in the game, and we'll talk about that in the social question, Mads.
Yeah.
But what did you think of McInerney's game?
I thought he was one of the better ones. I thought he was one of the better ones creating. Now, did I slap the seat in front of me a couple of times when he tried to do too much? Yes. Sometimes, to borrow a meme of Nuffy AFL supporters, you just got to kick it forward.
Yeah.
And he just tries often because he's not super strong.
Yeah.
And he tries to break tackles. It's like, dude, you don't have to do that much. But that being said, he was in there creating.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't really knock that.
He used his pace, got, you know, through a few tackles that other players don't, and he's actually got a phenomenal right peg.
Yeah, he does.
There was that one through that he chiseled through the middle of the ground. It was awesome. Just loving that. But, his form in these first month has been sensational. He's got to be averaging 20-odd. Like, it's huge for Jussie.
Someone was like, we should drop Jussie. I'm like, one of the last people you drop.
Yeah, he's been good.
Here's
one for you. I know we spoke about right at the start was the center clearance stuff. We won that for the day, surprisingly. What are your thoughts on Brody Grundy's technique on just running straight into the middle? And it's basically a 50-50. You're never going to get that sort of clean tap. It's like a fluke if we get it out of the middle.
Well, I think...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And that's what helped him beat Max Gawn.
Yes.
Right? It's not always going to work, but I think I want to see how he rucks against a lesser opponent. The way I think he viewed himself, and this bit left of center, let me know if you think I'm off base.
Mm.
I think the way he viewed Max Gawn and the way he viewed Nankervis is he's like, I've got to look at different ways to beat them because I maybe can't match them strength-wise or something like that.
Yep.
Like, I've got to go straight into them and try and win the ruck that way. I just don't... I know he worked his way into the game and he was probably... Dad said he thought he might be injured because he wasn't getting off the ground at all. Like, he wasn't getting off the ground at all. But then he started to gain ascendancy in the final quarter.
Yeah.
So, is it low percentage? I think it is. I think it's been effective in some spots so far. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a really funny one, and it's probably not knowing ruck craft good enough to really comment on it.
Give your mate Witsy a call.
Yeah, might have to.
See what Witsy
seriously,
says.
Yeah, yeah. I literally might do it. But, yeah, it's... As you, I think you put it perfectly, it's low percentage. Yeah. And it's like, it's a contested ball win rather than these clear run, gun, score from yep. clearance, which hasn't been a strong point of the game.
I'll tell you what, though. I agree with you. He started cooking in the final quarter.
Yeah, he shows how fit he is,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Workhorse.
Like, totally.
And it's great to see he's done that in the last, basically all year.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, he's running over the top and he's, you know, he's having the 21 hitouts, 23 posies, getting a lot of it. It's it's great output. It's just, you know, these are the things you got to critique,
well,
I suppose.
Then is he perhaps injured?
Possibly.
Maybe that's a different way of rucking to limit further injuring himself because he doesn't get off the ground.
Yeah. And I probably don't know Brody Grundy enough as a player, but he was known for like big contested grabs and, you know, getting off the ground. So he's 30 now. Maybe
29.
You can lose your leap when you've had lower limb injuries. So something to consider, Faithful. Look at us just going into the, you know, the intricacies of the game.
X's and O's, Deeble.
That's it.
Would you have sent someone to...
Yes,
to
Vosten.
So Vosten's one, right? And this is the thing. I thought Wilbur could have played that role.
Didn't happen, though.
Didn't happen. Would you have sent someone... I see, Taranto I don't think was as damaging as, say, a Baker or a Bolton. Taranto does tend to get leather poisoning. But I would have loved to see someone go to Baker.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Bolton was the one for me.
Yeah.
And for mine.
For yours, Deeble.
For mine. Of course it's for mine. Correct. It'll check yourself, Deebles. But
Bolton was unbelievable.
I'm going to steal something from Cyril Eilert, as in pilot. Listen to his voice note before. Jeez, we missed Cunny.
Oh, yeah.
Missed him.
Oh, yeah.
He goes to Bolton.
Yeah,
he stops
sure.
that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Just quietly. No fanfare. No, nothing Hollywood about what Harry Cunningham does.
Yeah.
He does the smooch effect on him.
Yeah. And yeah, he was so effective. Rioli off half back, hurt us as well. Really drove that run.
What about Morris?
Tackled. Slippery.
Get anyone.
Slippery character.
Get anyone. Play a tackle on Morris. I'm slapping the seat in front of me.
Tackle him.
Just get him. Yeah. It was nuts, man.
Yeah, it's frustrating when it happens more than once. It's like once okay, you've been good. Twice, you know, fool me. It's
yeah, that's the saying.
Yeah.
Just an incredibly frustrating day at the office, Deeble.
It was. And look, if you're looking at it on paper, we've been beaten by a bottom four side.
Yes, correct.
It's, yeah, they have multiple outs. Yeah, we had a couple of injuries too, but disappointing result. But at the end of the day, a lot went wrong and we only lost by a goal. And I think that's how we have to look at it.
You got
to
give them their credit. And you are spot on, Deebs. We played the worst football I've seen us play in, you know, a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we lost by 5 points away. And that's what you, if you can't sleep at night, just think about that.
Yeah.
Because that'll help you sleep at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we get stuck into some socials?
Yeah,
or is
we
there
will.
Anything more you want to do? Just one more thing with the forward line.
Yeah.
We need to find a way to separate the three guys and hit up leads. And that needs to be done through slowing our entries down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowing down entries does allow the defense to set up.
It does.
But, yeah, look, the more patience is required around
but there's
there.
Also three options you've got.
Yeah.
You should be able to hit one.
Find something.
Know. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not quite working in there at the moment. As I said, I brought it up a a week or two ago. And I think, it was exposed. But we'll be back with the social seg right after this.
OnStone are a partner of True Bloods for this month. Deebs, have you ever passed the Jim Steins room in the members at the G and noticed a large installation of Jimmy in full flight cut up into diamond formations?
I haven't myself, but I'm sure you have.
Well, Deeble, I have, and each section is a timber frame piece of stone invented and made by Nick and Emma from OnStone.
OnStone behaves in the same way as regular framing, except they add valuable extras, depth, warmth and a touch of mystery. The timbers are all reclaimed hardwoods, no cheap, quick growth painted timbers. This can be hard to imagine, but just jump onto onstone.com.au.
Why print your memories on stone? Well, there's no glass, no reflection, creating an almost three dimensionality to the image, Deeble. OnStone is a family of True Bloods, and they spend their days making stone prints and listening to the potty. So if you want to support an original handmade business, pick these guys.
Order your own OnStone's print online today at onstone.com.au. Use the code TRUEBLOODS and receive a 20% discount at the checkout. Mads, do you know Darren Hill?
I do, Deebs. I think I met him before the preliminary final.
Well, he's the director of Pragmatic Thinking.
Well, what do Pragmatic Thinking do?
They work with large organisations to help breathe new life into them by teaching how to lead boldly, deal with the tough stuff, and create great team framework. Amongst a variety of other services, it's essential for any large corporation, Mads. Sort of like Blood's culture.
Well, I like the sound of that, Deeble. Where can I find them?
You head over to pragmaticthinking.com and see all the services they can offer you. Talk to any of the friendly staff and see how they can help your business today.
Welcome back to True Bloods. I found that very therapeutic. I don't know whether it was GFC, but I found it therapeutic, Devil.
It's only so much GFC you can put out, Mads. Like, you saw that video go up yesterday.
That's right. That was
GFC. You're pulling some moves. I was pulling some moves. Harl's pulling some moves.
Very good. Very,
just
very
got the vibe
good.
Up after a tough Sunday.
It was a tough Sunday.
And then Monday, you know, just got to lighten the mood sometimes, Mads.
You do. You do. Now, just quickly, I didn't get down to the Union afterwards. You were having some looses piss.
Looses piss, yes. Thanks for everyone that corrected me. Get stuffed. I'd had a few, all right? Give me a break.
Oh, yeah.
Just supporting the pod. You know, doing my best work Sunday night, and everyone just comes for me. Shove it up your ass. I'm out of here.
Next year I'm coaching St. Albans.
I'm saying, stuff this. One loss, I'm out. I'm done.
We should have done that as as an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
We should have said,
lost.
Yeah, we're
potty's
lost.
Over.
Can't be bothered anymore.
We've decided to hang up the boots at True Buds. One loss, we're done. That would have been good.
That would have been really good.
Yeah.
People would have seen right through it because we are never going to stop doing this, faithful. Never. We've done the game to death. I mean, it was a shocker. We will return to our form. I've no doubt about that. And it's a great opportunity, as I said in the previous segment, for us to really sort of see how we respond with our backs up against the wall, which is great.
For sure.
Now, Deeble, you kindly stepped in and did a social question.
I did.
Hit me.
The social seg, hashtag ask the faithful. You've really caught me off guard here, Mads, but we'll get that up. Hashtag ask the faithful. Our first loss of the year on Sunday, and doesn't it just bring you back down to earth quickly? Our great game is good for that. It was interesting listening to Horse on 360 last night. Excluding Haynes, most of the players going through the midfield are 23 and under, therefore implying that that's where the inconsistencies are coming from. From a team dynamic point of view, will these inconsistencies become less, more frequent with the injection of Parks and Adams? I don't think that was the main issue on the weekend, but an interesting discussion for the faithful.
Wow.
Wowee.
Wow.
Constructed.
We've got a voice note from Cade Bergen here.
Big Bergs.
Hi, boys. Bergs here from Horsham. Just responding to ask the faithful question. For mine.
For yours.
Yeah, a little bit of a break there. Yes, for mine. Simply just must kick goals.
Six-point goals.
I watched that third quarter, 5-4 to 1-4. Could have that been a change? Possibly. I don't know. Or is it all in their head thinking that we were just going to run all over the top of them? But Richmond matched our game. Their pressure was insane. Their defence, considering they didn't have Grimes, and Vossen became that man, just intercept marking everything. Hopefully the boys get in a better headspace for next week, but not many errors, just a bad game. Richmond matched it. Deebs, great meeting you on the weekend. Carlton draft sucks. Go the Swannies, up the potty. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, we were having a few jars there. It was good. Bit of a whack of the week for Bergs.
Yes.
Simply cannot record the voice note in your bathroom.
You can't. You need to find sort of Saundo's studio.
Yeah, so hit up Saundo on your social medias, Daniel.Saunders, I think it is. He'll tell you how to get some good audio quality, because that was a disgrace, Bergs. There was some really average stuff that we saw on the MCG on Sunday afternoon, but the quality of that voice note, as and not the contents of it, the audio quality of that was simply not good enough. So lift for next week, please.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Bergs. I'm not dropping you yet. Dave's just dropped you.
I'm dropping your audio quality.
Yeah.
The content was good.
Kai Ward.
Big Kaiser.
True Bloods, faithful. It's Kai from Melbourne here.
Hello, Kai.
AKA the Chad on Twitter.
Oh,
hit us up for a follow.
He's in some sort of air vent.
Just a couple thoughts on the weekend. I think we just didn't turn up.
That's right.
We turned up like we'd already won the game, to be honest. That's right. They jumped us. And I saw this thing, I can't remember who said it, but they said, great method and poor effort will always be beaten by average method and great effort.
That's right.
And that is all that sums up the game against the Tigers, but we move on. We can't win every single game. Well, we'd like to, but got the Coasters, and we move on up the Bloods.
That's a great saying.
Yeah.
Now, he was in some sort of fan.
He was
in some sort of...
So, are you whacking?
No,
are you whacking
absolutely
him?
Whacking him. Kai, you're in some sort of industrial fan then. You sort of crawled up into an industrial fan, and that's simply not good enough.
We've got enough issues on field, faithful, right? We've bloody lost to the Tigers Sunday at the G, and then we're dealing with this putrid audio quality. Are we whacking the faithful?
I think we are.
Wax of the week.
It's Wax City.
Lift.
Wow.
Hey, we get reminded every single mistake we make. Loses. Sorry for putting an extra O. Sorry, faithful, right?
Little.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Simply not good enough.
Can I ask you a genuine question?
Sure.
Did you know that Losers is spelt with one O?
Yeah.
Or is that news to you?
Nah, I know it.
Yeah, right.
Just that's the way it came out.
Thumb slipped, did it?
Yeah, double O.
Sure.
It's just the way I type.
Yeah, you're
suck it.
You're a very funny man.
We'll go with Monty. Yeah, Monty over Monty. on your Instagrams.
Sure.
Need to get through until Parker and Mills return. Adams will be crucial towards the back end of the season. Just need to keep a lid at times, but could be a good year towards the finals.
That's right.
I would hope so, Monty.
Corey.
Cause.
Boys, faithful, hope we're all well. Just in regards to this week's Ask the Faithful, I think Parker and Adams come in as soon as they're fit. We had more turnovers on the weekend than Hugh Hefner. So that was largely because of Richmond's pressure. But also it impacted our forward 50s. Nick Vlosten absolutely smashed us. So, yeah, 100%. We need more experience in the midfield. Cheers.
Very good, Corey. So you when you want to respond...
Does he work for an aircon company? Does he work for D&A Air Conditioning?
You see the Ask the Faithful come out and you sort of go, okay, I'm just going to go and get in the air conditioner.
This will be a good spot to record a voice message. Let's get in the air vent. Air wind tunnel. Really good for background noise.
I'm crying. Oh, that's funny. Very good, Corey.
Dill Weeks. Big Dill came back for a drink. He went with pressure just wasn't there. Take away Rowie and we laid 31 tackles.
That's right.
Simply must do better.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And these are the things that we pride ourselves on as a football club.
Definitely. The fundamentals of the game, Madison Clark.
The fundamentals, the basics. Got to get back to basics.
We do. We do, my friend.
I did see Cyril Eilert. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I did see Cyril Eilert. I was with niece and nephew, and Cyril was there with his kids. And, you know, they were getting some things signed. My nephew was getting a few high fives. It was really good. I do recall, though, speaking to Cyril and saying, I'm feeling nice and relaxed. I actually wasn't.
So you lied to Cyril?
No. I think I was lying to myself.
Okay, sure.
Because I felt incredibly relaxed ahead of the Melbourne game and the Collingwood game and the Essendon game. And so I just thought, you know, it's a foregone conclusion. I should feel... I felt off all day. And I guess I just didn't want to think about it. You cannot take Richmond lightly. And we really did.
So you think there is a spiritual factor to it?
I don't know why, but I knew we were in trouble all day.
So should I be calling you about 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and say, tell me how you really feel
about it? You could, but I think with
you would probably lie to me.
Different. I'll probably lie to you.
Yeah.
That's right. Sure. But it's just like, you know, how, I don't know, did you honestly think... every sort of fibre of your being say, we're going to win this game, or were you nervous about it?
Nah, as soon as Grimes and Dusty were out, I was like, we flog them.
Yeah.
That was my thought process.
And I left the house and Dad said, surely we win. And I said, yes. Dusty out purely is massive.
Yeah.
They had nothing to lose, though, I suppose. I don't know, man. It's momentum's berserk.
For sure. Go with Phil Unfiltered over on your Twitters.
Yeah, beautiful.
He was on last week. He said, lads, some quality pondering on a Tuesday. Thanks, Phil. Nice to get someone positively backing me. Thanks, Phil. He said, for mine.
For yours.
We can't be losing to Richmond if we really want to be considered a top four side. But the true test of a quality side is how they bounce back. Nothing less than a truly ruthless display against the West Coast Eagles is acceptable.
I
like that from Phil.
Wholeheartedly agree. And I was sitting next to Nick Barato at the Carlton-Richmond game, and he said, oh, we won. I said, mate, they're a bottom four side, and you only just beat them by a goal.
Yeah.
I'm like, that probably says more about you than it does about them. And now look at us.
Yeah. Yep.
Concerning. It just shows what an even competition is.
It is. Yeah. As it's been for probably the last 2 years, you're off by those that... 5% and you're going to get taught a lesson.
Yeah.
For sure. But we'll be back with the preview and chat some other Swanee stuff in Seg 3. We'll be back.
At One Stone, Nick and Emma have been dedicated to a simple mission for 12 years, bringing your stories to life by printing your photos on stone. They're on Coventry Street in South Melbourne for 10 years and now on the peninsula. The Mornington Peninsula. That's right, Deeble. I said peninsula.
Very good, Mads. It's not just a photo, not just a print. On Stone is a marriage of the past and the future. Here's the magic. They take your favourite photos from phone to forever and transform them using a special process. They combine the specially formulated stone compound cast into a reclaimed hardwood timber frame with the photo sprayed onto the surface, creating a detail, fine art quality image directly onto the surface. It won't fade as it doesn't have glass. There is no reflection and just simply great depth of image.
That's right, Deeble. On Stone is the perfect gift for any occasion. Celebrate a wedding anniversary, create a family wall of memories, or a photo of a grand final win, God willing, Deeble.
As a True Bloods listener, you get the special 20% discount off the entire On Stone shop. So just use the code BloodsFromAStone at checkout.
That's BloodsFromAStone for 20% off. Head over to onstone.com.au and upload your photos today or drop into their Mornington showroom.
Welcome back to True Bloods. Jeez, we love a little bit of social engagement, don't we?
We love a little bit of social engagement.
And it's good to see the engagement numbers up after a loss too. Everyone having their say. Like, even if you're having a bit of a rant, we've nearly had a bit of a rant tonight, right? But it's that shows you're invested and you're watching and you just want the best.
If
like,
you,
that's all it says to me.
We've always said, well, we've been doing this since 2018, Dable.
Yeah.
That you learn more and you find out more about yourself and what you know when you lose like that, especially in that fashion, because you there's no papering over the cracks.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable to talk about, you know, often. That's when you're passionate about something and it doesn't go your way, it can be really uncomfortable to revisit it and talk about it. So I think that's where probably the more emotive, more well thought out things can come from us and the faithful. And it actually, I feel better after having that conversation.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny. Four points can be a really good wallpaper to put over the cracks, doesn't it? You come home with the 4 points and you're like, oh, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, faithful, it's never as bad as it seems and it's never as good as it seems. Yeah, that is a simple fact.
You like how I went with that after the game?
Yeah, you did.
It was
a
real...
I'm sad you didn't sort of say Madison Clark 2021. but it's so true.
It is, mate. It is, yeah, for sure. But gather round, big round for the AFL. I went last year. It was sensational. But when I heard it was out at Mount Barker, you know, they put a little pop-up oval out there, 8,000 people.
You wanted that Amy Stadium.
Yeah, Adelaide Oval.
Sorry. Adelaide Oval, that's showing my age.
Yeah. But it didn't quite took my fancy to get over there, and we have been up to Sydney in, you know, twice in a month as well. That played a role, but...
You don't have to excuse yourself, Dave. It's okay.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's a big round for the AFL, and it'll be interesting to see how we go out there, mate. Now, the Coasters got smoked by the Doggies on the weekend. They are a struggling football club at the moment, but it was interesting. I was listening to the Champion Data guys on the way in, and the last 2 years, West Coast, every stat you could possibly look at in the red. Yep. In the red. No good, no good, no good. But they've started this year, they've put their head down and said, we're going to win the clearance game, which they have been doing. And they have been, when they are scoring, it's normally from clearance. So that's the aspect of the game that they, I think they're the fifth rated side in the league.
Wow.
For clearances.
If you're going to start anywhere, that's a good place to start. Do you know who else has been really good?
Who?
Wound back the clock.
Yep.
Jay McGovern.
Gun. Wilbur?
Has to.
Make him accountable.
Has to. Because he stopped it from being 100 points last week.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing to get right, especially when McGovern's such a big unit, right? But he's the interceptor. He's clearly going to have to play on one of the three unless they make a change. Could be a change this week.
I think there will be.
In that forward line. One of them goes?
Yes. Maybe to Wixie.
Yeah. Should we touch on it? We should.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, no one knows.
Let's just talk about the week in its entirety, because I think it's when things come together. What do you say?
It's the sum of all parts.
So it started off with the girls getting done with the illicit substance over the off season that came into the media last month. It was post pod because we didn't talk about it. So it's Wednesday, Thursday. That's not never a great thing. They've dealt with it. Move on. That gets blown over in a week or two. But just adds to what went on.
Yeah.
And then the stuff with Wixie getting dropped from all forms of footy, removed from the team because there's angst amongst whoever it is. You know, things with partners, ex-partners. That's the talk.
See, I mean, but there's so many different things I've heard.
Yeah.
What confused me was they said, okay, and this, I don't want to draw too many parallels to the Brisbane thing, but for Brisbane to come out and say, hold on, this hasn't affected our football. Well, I mean, you've lost four games.
Lost four games, yeah.
It clearly bloody is.
For sure.
Like, let's not... Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining, Deeble.
Yes.
Like, yeah. let's be serious now. We're for not... Sure. Let's not just blatantly lie. I mean, it's... You said that the statement was... They investigated, they found the Wicks had done nothing wrong. But it, so the assumption is, as there have people maybe jumped the gun, I don't know what the situation is. Either way, it's left animosity in, and a very important player for us for the first 3 weeks isn't playing at either level.
And it compounds,
yes,
that's the word
I was compounds, there
compounds into a loss on the G on
correct.
A Sunday to a bottom four side.
That's right.
And that's a shocking week for the footy club. No matter what way you put it,
yep.
And that we're not building narratives or anything here, right? This is purely
this
looking
fact.
At the facts.
That's fact.
You can't polish a shitty week, right?
That's right.
As much as you try and try and tell yourself it's not shit, it was a shocking week.
Shocking.
And
let's not be happy clappers.
Yes.
Let's not be happy clappers. Let's call it for what it is. Spade to spade, Dable. Shitty week.
Yep.
Shitty week. And again, as long as we've been doing this pod and as long as we've been alive, Dable, I've never seen a flag won in April.
Still yet
so
to this
day. We were never a chance of winning a flag in April. So it's probably bloody good that something like, you know, our club gets to be tested. Now.
Opportunity to show some resilience. Yep. When everything's not going your way, it's find a way to get it done and bank those 4 points.
I'm going to stop short of saying it's a loss we had to have. I don't think we had to have that loss. But this is an opportunity to see how you go when the chips are down.
For sure.
So
when everything's not going your way.
Yeah. What are you made of? What are you made of?
And it's going to be an interesting setup. We saw in the sort of the bit of background you've got on the Collingwood Football Club and knowing some people internally and that type of thing and how overall their plans we were.
Yes.
That was interesting to hear. And I think the same type of thing could happen this week with Don Pike being the CEO of the West Coast Footy Club and knowing our game inside out and how they can take that knowledge and insert it into the game on the weekend. It's going to be a really interesting thing to watch.
I don't know about you, Deeble, but I'm not sitting here thinking it's going to be a triple-figure win.
No, especially after the weekend.
No way. Let's back fundamentals, back to basics. We've got to win this football game.
Yeah.
They're pretty far below the rest of the competition. They've got Don Pike as our CEO. I can guarantee you he's been spending some time in the footy department, as you say.
Yeah.
Right? Has to be.
Has to be.
Now, do we play a bit of a different style of football now? Yeah, we do. But he knows our players, right? Yep. I am anticipating there's going to be a change.
Bit of a shake-up.
I think so.
Yeah, because there's a little bit of comfort and loss of spark on the weekend. It's not like every time you go out onto that footy field, you've got to be firing on 7 of 8 cylinders, right? If firing on 5 or 6, you're going to get done. And we saw that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is where I think a shake-up really does that. I just don't know who would come in. Maybe it's time for the VFL report. And this is from Cats.
Big Catsy.
Big Catsy.
Away for the weekend. Big Georgie Molnar was in there doing his... he's got his report through before as well. But we
very
go with Cats
good.
Again
we'll go
this
with
week.
Cats. A tough hit out for our depleted VFL side at Punt Road Oval with the Tigers getting the job done by 12 points. It was a flying start in the first quarter, but the boys could not hold an experienced Tigers resurgence in the second term. And despite a valiant effort in the last quarter to bring the game within a kick, the boys lacked composure across the ground in critical contests. Jaden Magor.
Yes.
Magor.
Fluorio Gin.
Magor. Fluorio Gin. Wow. shone through with his most dominant performance to date, pressing his case for selection.
Ooh.
Whilst Caden Cleary continues to get Bloods fans excited with another strong outing in the midfield, proving he has what it takes against the big experienced bodies. Taylor Adams was impressive in his first outing since the injury in the preseason, playing 2.5 quarters, collecting 21 possessions, and we'll be building towards selection, giving Horse and their committee plenty to ponder. A concern with Sam Reid managed after two quarters sustaining a suspected quad strain. Yeah, right. You wouldn't read about it.
No.
Needing a big lift after a quiet day, Lachlan Stretch McAndrew, Aaron Francis, Cooper Vickery, Patrick Snell, and first-round draftee Will Green, who need to get to work in the next fortnight before facing Box Hill in Melbourne. Hamlin was out of the side.
Sickness.
Yeah, sickness.
Yeah.
Tay Adams?
Yeah, accumulated. I think he has got some work to do on his on-field demeanour. Looks a bit angry.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah, but it's channel it in the right way. There were There were two tackles where he's been cited for.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, it's about channeling it in the right direction. Yes, it's all good to... And I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but gave away an undisciplined free kick in that practice game as well.
He did.
So I just think he's got to cool the jets a little bit and go hard at the pill. And
yeah, I think
you know,
I think that's the old chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, exactly right. And I know what you're saying. I like the mongrel bastard too, but you can't be big slinging tackles. It's just they're not slinging. They're just hard, right? Mm. You got to be careful tackling.
Can he play this week?
I think so.
You said you saw him.
So, yeah, three-quarter time, came out to the punt road side of the oval.
Oh, yes.
Right, and he was doing this test, right, where you're basically holding your hands above your head and you're using your – what's that flexion called? I don't know. Working the medial side of your knee, right, inwards. Very hard to describe via a podcast,
I was looking at it. Wow. Yeah.
But he's like, you know, that's where he had the medial strain, so he's testing that side. It's like he was a bit sore, that type of thing, and didn't come on in the fourth quarter. But no reports of him being sore, but Sam Reid, surprise, surprise, soft tissue problems.
Wow.
So he must have got through. But yeah, there were two sightings for two different tackles.
Yeah, did he get fined?
He may get fined, but that both players played on, no concussion or anything like that. So fine at worst.
Because as always, it's the outcome that matters.
It does. And that has been like that for years.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Yeah.
But
I think he's ready to go.
Okay.
If he got through, he's ready to go.
Yeah. Is Jaden Magor up to AFL standards?
Still slender.
Yes.
Very...
Me slender or footballer slender?
Footballer slender.
Yeah, sure.
Like in the right role as the distributor off half back.
Like, I guess my question is, if required, is there a role for
him? There's a few ahead of him. Someone would have to be dropped for him to go back in.
And
the distributor off half back role, I think we've got, you know, we've got Lloydie doing it. Mm-hmm. And you've got... Blakey and Matty Roberts as well. So, look, one of them would have to come out for old Jaden to play.
You probably couldn't take Matty Roberts out.
No, well, he's had 27 on the weekend.
He's doing quite well.
Getting enough of it.
I want Brody to kick a goal.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought of
Keen.
We're keen. Same with Corey.
For sure. So, who would come in?
Tay. It'd have to be Tay.
Taylor's coming in.
Yeah.
See, Ramps out.
Yeah.
Who's coming in? Francis, probably.
It's probably Aaron Francis. So Hamlin was sick.
Out with sickness. Francis, it's funny, the mature body was very noticeable at VFL level.
Yeah.
Francis, you're so much bigger.
Was he playing forward or back?
Went forward at stages and was probably spent more time forward, to
Who
be
would
honest.
You prefer, Hamlin or Francis?
Francis, I think.
Yeah.
Just not... seen him.
You just don't know. It's better the devil you know.
And I want someone who can a bit more mobile. Francis is slightly more mobile than Hamlin, so I think could be old mate Aaron Francis coming
okay.
back in.
That's okay.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys who
lifts to the occasion sometimes. Like that game against Adelaide, he was awesome.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, it could be Francis to come in. Taylor Adams, and then, the Wixie, does he come back in? Apparently, he's...
Do we put...
Available for selection.
If he comes back in, that will really put my mind at ease.
Yeah. If he doesn't come back in, I think there's a big issue.
There's an issue here that has been downplayed. And we've been lied to.
What if he played VFL this week?
Nah, fine.
Happy with that?
Yep.
Sure.
Happy with that.
Just if he doesn't play again at all.
If he doesn't play again at all.
Big concerns.
Yeah. That does concern me.
Yeah.
Who do you think, if anyone, time needs to be put into? Obviously, McGovern is someone that can have a defensive role played on him.
Yeah. So yeah, they've gone the old heads in the middle. Tim Kelly, Elliot Yeo, you know, Harley Reid, 5 clearances on the weekend. Using him to his strengths. It'll be interesting to see how old mate Harley goes.
Mm-hmm.
But probably Tim Kelly. You know, a lot of their games when they're playing well, it's when Tim Kelly's going well.
Correct.
So a little bit of time into him. It was disappointing not to see a clear incentive to shut some of the guys down who were playing some really good footy.
Yeah, there was weekend. There was no sort of plan to
manning up the spare man. That's like the first thing to go to. No.
Yep.
It's an interesting one. Probably the first one we've got wrong from the coach's box all year.
Sure.
It's going to happen from time to time, but you got to limit them.
Yes.
Limit the mistakes.
You do.
But yeah, time into Tim Kelly for mine.
For yours, Deeble.
You?
I think so too. I used to never rate Tim Kelly. I thought that was one of the dumbest trades. And to be fair, I think, again, it's proven to have put their football club back a number of years.
Yep.
But he has been playing better football. And I think you're right. I think he's a bit of a barometer when he's on there on.
And then you mentioned the other one before.
McGovern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have to limit his intercept marking.
Well, because he's you know, the one holding the dam gate shut in most of these games often, or ajar rather. So, no, look, hopefully this is a scenario where we can get back on track, find some form, find some confidence. I'd really like if Wicks was in, because that would say everything's all good. If not, I'd love to see Tay Adams, if he's ready. I'm not an advocate of rushing back Taylor Adams. If he's not 100% ready, I don't think there's any need to rush him back.
Yeah. Would you want him to start as the sub, or would you like to see him come off?
Come off.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't want him starting as a sub.
You just run the risk, I suppose. You know, if another injury comes up, you know, he's going to be playing more game time.
Yeah, sure.
That's the one risky run, sure. I suppose. But yeah, that goes both ways.
If you are going to get injured playing football, you're going to get injured playing football. Yeah. You can't wrap those people in cotton wool. It's like, well, we've got him.
Yeah.
We might as well see what we've got with him.
Yeah.
You know, there's no point going, oh, but hold on, the longer he's on the ground, the more likely it is he's getting injured. Well, then you might as well pack it in and not play football.
That's it. That's it. Swanies, how far, mate?
30 points.
Yeah, 5 goals.
Yep.
That's where I was thinking as well, mate. How did your tips go this week?
Shocking. 4.
4, same. We're no good.
Where are you? Well, I had a cracking start to the year.
Where am I situated?
Yeah, where are you situated?
I'm in the hundreds now. 114th.
Okay.
On 19 picks.
I am 96th.
On 20. Yep, so you're 5 off the pace. I am 6 off the pace.
And that's pretty much done and dusted, really.
It's hard to peg back.
You really got to stay close in those early rounds, and we've absolutely cooked it. So that's another year wasted and down the drain. I just want to run through the top 10, if possible.
You absolutely can.
Bear with me.
Or would you like me to do it?
Sure, you can do it if you've got it open.
I did.
Oh, hold on.
Competitions, here we go. All right, the top 10. We've got Ange Polo on 25, 1 clear.
Wow.
Big Ange.
Wow.
The Incredible Sulk in 2nd. Belly's Banter. Big member of the faithful.
Wow.
Sarah Bell. Let's go.
Let's go, Belly.
Equal 2nd. Ozport UK, 23. M. Engel on 22. Poodle 17. Chase Costa was a walk. Big Phil on 22.
Wow, Phil, 22.
In 9th.
Wow.
And Keen for Pasta Salad in 10th.
Keen for pasta salad. Very
who's,
good.
Who's not keen for a bit of pasta salad? Let's go.
Now, Christian. Where's Christian?
He gone. He had a shocker.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. No, or he's got a funny name.
Because he was...
The Incredible Sulk, maybe?
Maybe he's the Incredible Sulk. Yep.
There you go.
That would make sense. Pretty good. Pete Gotsis, nowhere to be seen.
Love to see it.
Which we love. I believe he's somewhere languishing down the bottom.
Yeah, good to see.
Yeah, it's good to see.
Now, Thursday night footy, Madison Clark. Gather round.
Gather round.
Adelaide Oval, Adelaide v. the D's.
Adelaide v. the D's. Sure. Adelaide's very funny, aren't they? Because they were meant to make the finals, as we said. They're nowhere. They're a bunch of NPCs that have forgotten how to play football.
They've really lost their
edge.
Transition going forward.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot score.
Yeah, so
big concerns at Adelaide.
Melbourne are cooking a little bit at the moment.
Better the round. $1.65. Gamble responsibly. Friday night, Adelaide, Norwood Oval. Small and skinny Norwood. Brisbane and North Melbourne. Do Brisbane chalk up their first win?
Have to.
Simply have to. Adelaide Oval, Friday night. So they will get the 5-10 into an 8-10 start.
Yes.
Port and Essendon.
Port.
Good effort by Essendon on the weekend.
Great effort.
They're
as
showing
much as
a bit.
It pains me to say it. They are showing a bit. I thought Port were quite unlucky.
Yeah.
And shot themselves in the foot a few times against Melbourne, but I think Port
bounce back.
Yep.
Yeah, like it. Swannies win. What's that? Saturday afternoon, Freo and Carlton, Adelaide Oval.
You know what? I only really trust Freo at home.
Yep.
So I'm going to say Carlton.
Carlton, I think so. I think so.
I'm not ready to say Freo is a contender yet.
Yep. Yep. Big improvement so far, though.
Oh, yeah,
good
massive.
To see. Bulldogs and Geelong, Adelaide Oval.
Geelong.
There's your double header. Geelong and the Doggies. Yeah, I think Geelong.
Yeah, Geelong, for sure.
Sunday, Gold Coast and GWS.
GWS, comfortably. Yep.
Gold Coast away from home. Can't do it. Let me down the other week. Killed me. Norwood, Oval, Richmond and the Saners. Richmond depleted, man.
Yeah, Richmond won't win another game.
For the next month.
Yeah, no Tom Lynch, no Baker, no... Someone else is missing as well.
Grimes.
Yeah, Grimes.
Dusty.
Cooked.
Yeah, still beat us.
St Kilda will win that
St.
game.
St Kilda. And then rounding out, gather round, Collingwood and the Hawks.
God, there's some shocking games on, aren't there?
Yeah.
Collingwood.
I think that's what sort of happens when you have an opening round. You know,
yes.
When they had the big dogs playing each other, you know. All right, well, Mads, that just wraps up, you know, our first loss of the year, Potty. It's good to be brought back down to earth. We were flying there. Everything was just on an upwards trajectory, and it's good to get the reality check. But this has been True Blood. It's
the
number one.
Check.
Nah, it's got to happen sometimes. It was good while it lasted. Right? But this has been True Blood. It's the number one Independent City Swans fan podcast. We're number one in your hearts. And we're number one on the charts, faithful. We're speaking words of wisdom.
Up the potty.
Mads, do you know what I love about being a Swan supporter?
What's that, Table?
It's belonging to the culture, the Bloods culture. It's funny, you know, Mads. Culture might just be the most discussed but least understood topic on the planet.
Oh, I agree.
But you know who understands culture?
That'd be Pragmatic Thinking, Deeble. Darren, Ali, Rowan and the team at Pragmatic Thinking have been delivering leadership training, consultancy and advice to some of the biggest organisations you can name for nearly two decades now. And you know what, Deeble?
What?
They love the Swannies.
No, how good's that?
So for any of the faithful who are out there in corporate land thinking that your workplace culture needs a little nudge, then Pragmatic Thinking are worth a call.
For sure, Mads. And maybe you need a workshop for your team or an offsite for your leadership group. The PT team will help you lower the eyes and hit targets like Errol Goulden inside forward 50. Hit up the team on www.pragmaticthinking.com. Speak to Darren and the team and get your session locked in.